got to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. You can get involved by calling 888-77-53773. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question for this week, what did Jesus mean when he said, I and my Father are one? What did Jesus mean when he said, I and my Father are one? That's amazing. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about, because we're on different time zones around the world, so you can't sit and just watch it. You got to run and do something, whatever it is. You're like, but I still like to hear it. You can. By calling the listen line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. Amazing. And you know what else is amazing? It's Friday again. It's like the sun is just coming up and going around the world. Around and around and around we go. Around the world. Friday's relaxed. Get it off your chest today. Friday is Express Yourself Friday.
You, Tom, like a mug.
You need to go and get yourself bleached, because everything you say about black people and you're sitting up there looking like a tar baby.
It might sound like a semantics argument, but he's a gray alien.
Ah! I wonder if he's been smoking pot.
Oh, boy, the circus is coming to town.
What did black people do to this administration? And you know how hard it is. So when you...
Well, what exactly are you talking about, Whoopi? Because you just...
In a lot of the...
Museums.
You know better.
What just happened? 23-year-old Nathaniel Stevenson says he was just trying to enjoy his food when turmoil broke out at the Taco Bell in Madison on Sunday.
And that's when I ran up and just, like, tell him to stop.
Hey, chill out, chill out. Settle down, boy.
What did he do to make them this that mad?
Just when everyone thought it was over, he got out of the car and began thrusting his pelvis at the crowd. Madison police showed up only seconds later and arrested him.
Officers, thank God.
What, Grandpa? Tell me about the good old days. Amazing. A spiritual battle like never before. Well, not never before. It's always been this way. Always. Since mankind. Since mankind. Amazing. It's a spiritual battle, a warfare between good and evil. Thank God you can overcome if you want to. You don't have to. You definitely can stay in your misery. And most people love misery. They love pain. They love sickness and diseases. They love loneliness, happiness, sadness, anger, fear, not speaking up and all that. They love it. I want you to know and listen up closely. Life is not what you think, period. Life is not what you think. Life is not happiness. Life is not happiness. Life is not sadness. Life is not happiness. Life is not sadness. Life is not what you make it. You cannot make life. You can't make life. You can't make life happen. You can't make what you think you want from life. You can't make life at all. Life is not past or future. Life is not anything that you think. You can't even think life. If you're thinking life, then you have no life. You have no idea. Life is not happiness. So you're wasting time. And you're going deeper into darkness when you think that life is happiness. So you're going to do things to make yourself happy. And you've been told you got to make your own self happy. They lied to you. You cannot make you happy because life is not happiness. Life is not what you think. As a matter of fact, you cannot even think life. If you think life, then you have no life. If you're thinking about life, then you have no life. If you think life is this or that, then you have no life. And I've heard it been said all my life, at least when I moved out of my home as an 18-year-old, that's when I started hearing it for the most part. Life is what you make it. You heard that before, right? Life is what you make it. And so you go out and try to make life. And you end up in a ditch. Never having life. Never knowing life. never understanding life, never having a life. What a sad way to live. You're never gonna have life, a life, until you stop thinking about life. You've been lied to all of your life. All my life, I've been lied to about life. Just think about the things that you have done and thought of to try to make life for yourself. Just think about how often you have done things to try to make life happy, your life happy. Think about it. You bought a car. You bought a house. You got married. You made children. You got married again, and you made more children. And then you met a new person. You made more children. Or you had no children. You got married because you want to make your life happen just by having someone near you. You go off on other people trying to make a life. Or your father's in business, and you're a son or a daughter. And as you get older, the father say, hey, son, I want to teach you how to run the business. I want you to learn everything about this business. I'm going to go start another one, and you're going to become the inheritor of these businesses. And all you got to do is run them. Learn everything, walk up and down every aisle, learn everything about them, and run them. And you're like, oh, okay. And so the father goes off to make another business because he left the cotton gin business to you. You know how to run the cotton gin business now. And so as soon as the father go away, you stop paying attention to the business. And you let it run down. You let the cotton gin run down. And so the people come with cotton to sell and bale their cotton. And the mill is kind of dusty, broke down, barely work. Because instead of you taking what your father has done and enhancing it, learning and making it work, you go to the bar, you have fun, because the business is drawing money already. You go and party up, you have all the sex that you want. You buy a boat and you go out sailing. You party up with your friends because you got money. And in the meantime, the business is running down. The folks show up with truckloads of cotton to the gin, and they can't even, they got to wait in long lines now. It wasn't like that when the father was running it. But you thought you were making a happy life for yourself. You had your own business now, your father's business. You can party, you can spend money, you can have a good time. You can make yourself happy. All your little fake friends, and they were like, yeah, you something else, you got money. And then one day the father come back to visit. And he look at the cotton gin business, dusted, most of the equipment's not working, long lines. And he like, son, what happened? Why do you enhance this business rather than let it fall apart, fall to pieces? And you were like, oh, no, I was trying to find happiness. I was out having fun. I have the money now, have friends, great friends, but friends, and I was having fun, partying, drinking, staying overnight, and just having fun. And the father said, come here, son, let me show you something. If you want a life, you got to work on it. at a business or working hard at work or whatever will show you how to allow life to work too. Because when you work this business and you put the time in it and do what you got to do, I guarantee you, you will receive a reward. Put time into your job. Put time in. Do the work, and you will be rewarded. I promise you that. He said to the son, now here's what I want you to do. All day long, walk up and down every aisle and make sure every machine is working. Walk up and down every aisle and make sure that every aisle is working so when the customers come, they don't have to wait in long lines. Make sure it's always stocked with what is needed and everything's repaired. Make sure that you spend all of your time working this business, and the reward will be great. You got to give up the partying and all that, because you're not going to find happiness in there. You got to learn how, son, to deal with the unions when they come in and try to take over your business. You got to learn how to deal with the government when the prices goes up. You got to learn how to hire and fire employees. You got to learn how to run the cash register, how to spend and not spend, to spend and save to gain a profit. You got to learn every aspect of the business. And I guarantee you, son, your reward will be great. And that's the same thing I say to you. If you want a life, real life, which does exist, by the way, you got to spend all of your time, every waking hour, seeing what life is not. And lose this idea that you can create life. You can make your life happy. You can make your life work. You're not going to do it unless you spend time every minute of the day seeing what life is not. Amazing, huh? I was at the gym the other day, and, you know, you're kind of waiting on the weight thing sometimes. And I heard these two women gossiping about another woman in the gym. They didn't know her, but they would gossip about, look at her. She thinks she's that. She thinks she's this. And neither one of them knew the woman. They were just judging her by outer appearance. And what I noticed is that when the one woman started in gossiping and carrying on like that, the next woman, her friend or whomever that was with her, just went along with it. Yeah, look at her. And just went along with it rather than not participating or correcting her friend or, you know, why are you talking like that? You don't know that lady at all. But they were sneering and, look at her. She said she's better. Her body, you know what I mean? Neither one corrected one another. That is not a life. That is not a life. When you're afraid in a meeting or something to speak up with love, because you've been traumatized by your mother and everybody that, now you're afraid to speak up. And you don't speak up about business or whatever. That's not life. you got to spend every, you know, God said, don't forget to pray without ceasing, right? Always be in prayer, meaning always be present. And when you're always present, you're going to discover what life is not, but most importantly, you will discover what life is. Life is not happiness, so stop trying to make yourself happy. Life is not loneliness. Life is not fear and revenge and jealousy and strife or looking for this or that. Life cannot be thought of. Every thought you have is not life thought. You'll tell yourself that it is, but it is lying. You're miserable trying to make life happen. What a mess, huh? You don't have to live that way any longer if you don't want to. Yes, I know most people want to. But a lot of people don't. And now they understand there's a better way. They just didn't know. There is a better way. Life is not trying to get back at anyone for any reason at anything. Nothing. Life is not about being mad about anything for any reason. If you're angry, oh, I just remember one. Life is not about being emotional at all. If you're an emotional person, male or female, then you don't have a life. You don't have life. That is not life. An emotional life, whether happy or sad, mad or glad, is not life. Amazing, huh? But you can find a life if you want it by looking within and by always being present, meaning not lost in your head thinking about the past or the future or anything, really, what you have or don't have. 888-77-JESSE. We mentioned this cross-burning thing over in Chicago. It was at a, according to a report, a Chicago Grant Park there. Rumor report is saying that a burning cross with a MAGA hat on top showed up in Chicago Grant Park. And everyone assumed it was white supremacy. Anytime you assume, just know you're making an ass out of yourself. Every assumption is an ass. And they assume white supremacy, and the lost people with no life fell for it. I remember when that guy, Jesse Smollett, something like that. That's his name?
Juicy Smollett.
Remember when he claimed some white people said that they're going to lynch him? Something like that. White people in Chicago, and they were calling it white supremacy and everything. And everybody, not everybody, a lot of people jumped on board. Assuming, taking another evil person at their word. And found out later, according to all the report, the boy lied. He made it up. But in the meantime, you're going around hating, screaming, joining forces without any understanding at all. You assume that you know because you heard about it. And then you repeat it as though it's true. You run and tell somebody else as though you know that it's true. It kind of reminds me of the the people who are turning their backs on the great white hope, Donald Trump, they voted for him. Oh, we love you, Donald Trump. You're the man. You're the man. And then we voted for you. You're the man. And then as soon as the president says or does something, that's something that they don't like or agree with, even though they don't even know what's going on within. They're not in there getting at all the real information, right? But they heard somebody else say, well, the president did this. The president did that. The president is supported by this and that. We shouldn't vote for him anymore. We should support him. And they start repeating the same thing, and they truly believe that what they believe is true. And the people that are telling them have no inside scoop at all. They're assuming. And then they tell another person, and they speak it as though they know it's true. The president, they were in the meeting with the president, and they found out it was not true. It was true. Same thing with this thing in Chicago. White supremacy, they say. Burning a cross. Poor black people. Slavery. Then a 21-year-old University of Illinois senior named Merlin Liu sent an NBC's a video admitting he did it as an anti-Trump protest. Are you going to go back now and say, you know what, white people, I'm sorry. I assume you are white supremacy based on what somebody else said. You don't have a life. That's why you do it. Watch this from NBC News.
I don't want to wait until he may or may not get impeached. I want him gone right now.
On that video, are you threatening him?
No.
You think he should be brought to an end.
I said he deserves to stand trial to the American people. Some paraphrase, I guess. But
I think you used the word end.
That's what I mean by end. I mean, by end, I don't mean like a civil war, if that is the imagery that you're trying to imagine.
Liu says he built this cross after carrying wooden slats from his near West Side apartment to Grant Park last Tuesday afternoon. He showed the red ball cap that he put on the top beam and used lighter fluid and toilet paper to get it all going.
I put a red hat to signify the MAGA hat, the Make America Great Again hat. So that's what I tied on top.
But that's not visible in the one video that was taken by a motorist.
Liu says he was protesting what he calls MAGA Christian nationalist supporters and the Trump administration ruling class.
He's just scamming people. We're just scamming out of money, right? And I think that's a great reflection of how this country works.
See how Liu is repeating everything that he's heard? And he has no proof of that at all. And because he heard it, look what it made him do, according to this report. He has no idea. He has no life. Life is not about repeating what someone else said so that you can look like you know what you're talking about. That's all it is. That's not a life, folks. You were not created to act that way, think that way, or be that way. Something went wrong. Liu is lost. And all he's doing is repeating what somebody else said. And Satan told him, go out and burn that cross and do whatever it takes to get rid of white supremacy. And nobody's scamming him. He ain't got no money anyway. I got to take a break. Back in a moment. I recommend you get a copy of my book, From Rage to Responsibility. I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth, And through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman, woman over children. So get from race to responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND. And donate to my nonprofit, Bond, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. Okay, folks, welcome back. 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. Life, and now you can't think about life. You're never going to have one when you do. When you stop thinking about it, there you have it. You can't make life happen, all right? Announcement. Hake is back. So at 9 a.m. this morning, the Hake Report, thehakereport.com, from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. And then a brand new episode of the FallenState.tv today at 11 a.m. Pacific time. I'm pretty sure you're really going to enjoy and learn from my discussion with Dr. Bradley Nelson and Gene Nelson. Dr. Nelson is a holistic chiropractic physician. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
So you hear from God?
When we do ask for help from up above, it opens that channel.
If you learn how to tap into the subconscious, you can get the whole list of things that are creating a symptom.
If you could take your spirit out of you, Jesse, and put it right next to you, it would look exactly like you in every detail.
So my spirit would be black. Do you have anger, Gene?
Let's move along here, Jesse.
Amazing. Amazing. At 11 a.m., and you can support the Fallen State by becoming a member there on the YouTube channel or jesseleepeterson.locals.com. And then after that, the American Anchor Baby. Oh, Lord. After the Fallen State today, well, 12:15, maybe 12:30. The American Anchor Baby, Pacific time. And then check out Billy on Punchy. TV. He has a brand new episode from this past Wednesday. It is amazing. Podcast Punchy.TV. And you'll see Bill. And then I'll see you on Sunday morning at 11 a.m. If the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise. Doors open at 10:30. Meetings start at 11. If you can't be there, all are invited. But you can watch as it is happening by going to RebuildingTheMan.com/church. RebuildingTheMan.com/church. All right. I want to just finish up this story about this cross burning in Chicago. And according to this report from the rumor report, a guy by the name of Merlin Liu sent a video to CBS5 admitting he did it. But no, y'all was saying it's white supremacy. One person after another one saying it because somebody else said it. You don't have a life. That's why you function that way. And you felt good when you said it. And you call that life. You felt a thrill of excitement that once again you could go after white people, the MAGA people. Or you felt angry, which is still a thrill. And you can judge and you can lift yourself up falsely, saying and thinking that you're better than the mega person who or people who set the fire. And you thought you had a life, and you did not. There's not one emotional person on this planet, I don't care who it is, not one emotional person, good or so-called good, which is bad, happy, which is bad, or angry, lonely, whatever, stress. That's not life. That's not the way it's supposed to be. You're not supposed to get a thrill from anyone else's suffering. You're supposed to pray for them and wish them well, which is your prayer. So this guy admitted he did it. I wonder if he was a white guy who took a cross, according to the report, to the park, set it on fire, burning trees, and carried on. Would he be in jail or out of jail if he were white? CBS Chicago, the Chicago man accused of burning the cross at Grant Park last week made his first court appearance on Thursday. Are you wondering, did he go to jail? Let's find out from CBS Chicago.
After 72 hours behind bars, Merlin Liu, the man prosecutors say admitted to burning the cross in Grant Park, left the Cook County Jail. But we had questions about his actions that day.
Do you have anything to say to the city of Chicago and the fear and emotions that you evoked by burning that cross?
In terms of the fear that I've evoked, I've already apologized, and I'm going to apologize sincerely again right now.
That apology is not enough for prosecutors who charged Liu with a hate crime and arson. Earlier this month, prosecutors say Liu was caught on surveillance video holding two long planks of wood and walking from Halsted to Roosevelt and then proceeded east toward Grant Park. And once there, he built the cross and then wrapped toilet paper around the cross and doused the cross in a gallon of kerosene after he tied a red hat to the top.
This is not intended to be a hate crime.
Liu's attorney in court says it was a misguided political protest.
A misguided political protest. If a white guy had done that and a black person was president, would they call it a misguided protest? And would they let him go free? Or would they lock him up in the same way they treated that guy, Cud? I think that's that guy's name. What? Should? The builder guy? They got him like on a, if I remember correctly, $1 million bond. What the? He white. Human beings were created, was put here by life, by the energy of love, to have a life. And yet you don't have a life. You're emotional. You try to build a life. You try to create a life. You think you know what life is, and I'm going to go out and make a life, you say. And you make a fool of yourself. And you wonder what happened. I worked so hard to make a life. I had all the right people in my life. I had friends, and I had this. I was famous. I had everything. Cars and houses. Yet I don't have a life. You can never think of life and have a life. It's not going to work. Thinking of having a life, thinking of life, is so far away from life. I can hardly breathe. Hands up. CBS reporter pressed Liu on the history of cross burning. But Liu, like, I have no idea about no cross burning. Watch this from CBS Chicago.
If you are in college or have taken college courses, how could you not know the context of that cross burn?
I didn't go to college for history.
But you are college. You had some college courses, right?
Not history.
CPD released photos of a man they say ran from Grant Park. Why did you choose to run away after you burned the cross, sir?
That's just what I did, man.
So
that's not relevant to...
Some can say you ran away because you were a coward. How do you respond to that?
No.
Then why run?
As Lou awaits trial, he says he now understands the racial context.
I've learned now the severity and the historical baggage and the context of what I've done. I understand that now, okay? Before, you can call it uneducated, you can call it ignorance. I understand that, okay? So that's
that. Where did you get the idea of a cross burning if you knew nothing about it?
From my brain.
He's due back in court next week.
Amazing. Now that they made Lou understand cross burning, I'm wondering, will he become a DEI supporter now? Will he become a DEI supporter? Will they hire him in the government to work a DEI program? Amazing, huh? Kurt is making the point that the producer of Pachi TV, I thought it was anti-Christian. Hake is saying, I'm thinking he knew. And he was trying to say MAGA is KKK. Oh, amazing. Anti-white is anything. What a mess. Why don't you give up a life and have a life? I sat before you. Life and death. Choose life. If you are emotional, if you think happiness, if you think you could build a life, if you think you could be strong in life, if you think anything, then you don't have a life. Let me go quickly to Emma, a first-time caller out of Florida. What? Hold on, I can't hear Derek. I hear Derek talking about ears, but I don't hear him. Derek, press your button thing on your machine. It's not working well. Emmy, not Emma. Emmy, out of Florida, first-time caller. Emmy, you are on the air.
Good morning.
Good morning, Emmy.
I have listened to you throughout the year, and it's a pleasure to be able to talk to you.
Thank you.
So, all these people, it is so disconcerting that people don't understand that the biggest psychops is to be able to control and take dominion over someone's emotions to make them make decisions through emotions instead of the brain. So all these news media people get up there and they raise the emotions, and it's scientifically proven if you are in your emotions, your brain does not think. It's the biggest psychops move that, well, is used throughout time. It's just disconcerting that people have stopped thinking.
The media and the government and the leaders of this world don't want you to be an individual thinker. That's why they do everything they can to prevent you from becoming an individual thinking. If you notice that rarely do you hear anything really good in the media or from the government. Everything is bad. We're having a war. Gas prices going up. Food prices going up. White supremacy is happening. Men hate women. Women hate men. And they don't want you to wake up. That's why they keep you emotional, so you will not wake up.
Exactly, but at some point in time, people have to be accountable and wake up. You know, it's gotten to the point that, you know, this white supremacy stuff, for example. All these people walking around here with the white man is the problem, when it's their thinking is the problem, and there's no accountability anymore.
Yeah. They don't want you to have it. No, I've noticed that the so-called experts tell mm-hmm. fathers and mothers how to raise their own children. And then we've gotten to a point in this country where fathers and mothers go to an expert to tell them how to raise their own child or children. They tell them, oh, during the summer, make sure you drink water. Drink a lot of water. Today is going to be hot. Drink a lot of water. Oh, make sure you wear a mask. Make sure you do this. As though you've lost all ability to think for yourself. And prior to this happening, and when I was growing up, adults thought for themselves, and they raised their own children. But that's gone now. It's over, Emmy.
You have all these people that run to this psychotherapy and all this trash. If it worked, people wouldn't be going for years. So obviously it's not working.
They go to AA program, and for 30 years, they walk into that program, and they stand up or sit. I don't know how they do that. My name is Jojo Joe. I'm an alcoholic. I'm a drug addict. They never stop being a drug addict. And the reason they don't stop, because they're always confessing that they are. They're saying,
yeah, they always continuously are told that that's what they are and
yes.
that's what they'll always be.
Yeah.
It's conditioning. Conditioning.
Absolutely.
So, yeah. For example, I see all these things. So I'm Native American and Latina.
Latina.
And yes. People ought to be great that the Native Americans, I keep my Latina in control. So I'm just, you talk about this reparations, okay? Let's talk about reparations real quick. First of all, as far as all these people wanting reparations, I think it's disgraceful that they want money off of a journey that their ancestors take instead of honoring that journey they took so they could be where they are today. Half the people wanting reparations can't even tell you what their great-great-great-grandparents' names are and where they came from.
Yep.
They can't even prove it.
Yeah.
So I'm not giving nobody no reparations.
That's right.
America does not owe anybody anything.
Not one
they
dime.
They want reparations. Yeah, you want reparations, you better go and prove you're from Africa.
Even if you prove you're from Africa, you still don't deserve reparation.
Absolutely not. This is the thing. It's a journey is a journey. This is what history is. And the reason why these people continuous to be poor, continuous to be angry, is they're so busy living in the past that they have no future.
Yeah.
When you live in the past, there's no room to make a new future.
You're right, Emmy. 100%. When you tell, and because of time, when you tell your friends these things and your family members, how do they respond to you?
Well, we all believe the same, because as Native Americans, we do not teach our children to hate.
Right,
because you know what? History happened. It is what it is. You can't change it. And to every land and every shore, war has come. And someone loses and somebody wins. To the victor goes the spoil. You either adjust and create something new, or you lament and ruin your future by living in the past.
Amazing. Emmy, I really appreciate that. You're right on the money. Thank you for your call.
It was nice to speak with you. Thank you for your time.
All right. Call me again.
I will. Thank you.
All right. Oh, amazing. Native American. My father married a Cherokee. My mother, people were ashamed of me. The Indian said that I was white by law. The white man always called me Indian squaw. Half breed. is all I ever heard. Had free. I love and hate the world. Both sides were against me since the day I was born. Amazing. Denny, out of Bulgaria. Hey, Denny, you are on the air.
Good afternoon, Mr. Peterson. I hope you're doing well, sir.
All is well, Denny. That's amazing.
Right on. Sir, you have an amazing biblical question. I'd like to answer it, if you don't mind.
What did Jesus mean when he said, I and my Father are one?
Jesus, as the Son of God, was born a man. And just like, you know, when parents have children and they're teaching them what to do and how to act, Jesus was born with the Spirit of the Father. And in a way, he already knew because he was guided by that Spirit. So by looking at Jesus and by looking at his actions, people were looking at the guidance that God provided to us. Jesus was sent here as an example for us to put down the way so that we can walk over it. But that's what he meant.
Amazing. And and I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. When you say this to other people, how do they, if you've said that to other religious people, how do they respond to you, Denny?
Some of them agree with me.
Okay.
And a lot of them are saying that he was from the Middle East, so he looked in a certain way, and when I hear that, I'm just ignoring them because there's absolutely no reason to talk to such people. This is absurd.
Amazing. It's mind-blowing to me, and I hear it all the time, how people just repeat what somebody else said, and they have believed it. And then, because once you believe a lie, you can't believe the truth, unless you're really ready to believe the truth, and the truth will reveal itself. But they just said it because somebody else said it, and they believe it, and then they start saying it, and they start telling other people that, and now they're addicted to the thrill of someone else's excitement or anger to what they have just said when they had no idea what they were talking about. Amazing, Denny. Thank you, man. I'll put my little two cents in on Sunday.
Right on, Mr. Peterson. Kind regards to your audience and your colleagues, and all the best, sir.
Right on. You too, Denny, and welcome back.
Thank you. It's good to be back, sir.
All right, buddy. I got to take a break already. The Hake News is here. No more beta back for now. 2 miles to go. I'll be back. Now, I totally disagree with the way things are going, but you can't be angry because that's what the enemy wants. He wants to control you. They do things to make you mad so they can control you. It's like being married. And the wife would do things to make you mad, or she would do things to make you feel good. And men do that to women, too, when they want something from the woman, especially sex. They'll make her feel good, or they'll make her angry. And the woman's going to have to say, you don't want to be angry. You want to speak up. You want to disagree with what's going on. It's wrong. But do not be angry. Then you won't have fear. You won't have doubt. You won't have worries. You'll be able to see. But you got to stay away from anger. That's why you must forgive your mothers and your fathers so that you can overcome the spirit of anger. It's a spirit and it's wicked. Nothing good in anger because it has no love, folks. You need love to defeat evil. And love is not a weakness. It's a strength. It's from God. It's His nature.
All a whole lot of mess going on in this here old world. Am I right or am I right? I'm right. This is the end of hour one of the J.C. Lee Peterson Show. It is Get It Off Your Chest Friday, Express Yourself Day, the June 19th, A.D. 2026, the 19th of June. The lines are full. Hang tight, callers. JLP will be right back to your calls. We'll get to your super chats as well. There were some super chats yesterday that came in on the later side, as well as this morning on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk, as well as on Cash App, Bond JLP on Cash App, and YouTube, Rumble. We'll be on the lookout for any Rumble rants, as well as on pilled.net, gold pills and such. Very nice. Thank you, guys. It is hate news, not fake news. Many Americans, according to Commie Nonsense Network. That's right. I'm back on CNN. Today, we'll celebrate so-called Juneteenth, a federal holiday, thanks to Biden, Sleepy Joe, commemorating the end of slavery in the USA, a blend of the words June and 19th is Juneteenth. It marks June 19th, 1865, when Union Army Major General Gordon Granger arrived in Galveston, Texas, and proclaimed that enslaved, they call them African Americans, but we know that they were not African Americans. They were Black Americans. Many generations in America, for the most part, were free. He declared they were free. They were the last to know, I guess. Something like that. And it became sort of a tradition. You heard about it in Black Twitter. I heard about it first in Black Twitter from this woman who was on the J.C. Lee Peterson Show years and years and years ago, like 12 years ago. She was talking about it. Anyway, flood threat, a rare level 4 out of 4, so the highest level, flood risk, has been issued across parts of the South as moisture-rich air from what was Tropical Storm Arthur, it's continuing to drench communities already saturated by days of rain. More than 17 million people remain under flood watches through the weekend, so watch out, people. Forecasters warning that some areas could see rainfall rates of up to 6 inches per hour, which is a lot, sounds like, anyway. Anyway, the Iran agreement, as the U.S. and Iran work through a 60-day period to finalize a peace agreement. Terms have been quietly exchanging proposals. Teams have been quietly exchanging proposals for implementing the 14-point memorandum signed this week. Meanwhile, President Donald J. Trump, our greatest president, is defending the text amid growing criticism, calling it Iran's unconditional surrender and insisting there are no limits to his power. Exciting. J.D. Vance, I guess, is no longer traveling to Switzerland for the Iran talks. There's a lot of fighting still going on. Lebanon flare-up and who knows what. And they're like, oh, we want a toll for the Strait of Hormuz thing or something. I don't know. And Moscow attacks. Ukraine Thursday launched their largest ever drone attack on Moscow. That's the capital of Russia. Since the conflict began in 2022, Moscow's mayor said air defenses shot down nearly 200 drones. Videos circulating on social media showed explosions and smoke billowing across the Russian capital. Terrible. Wow. And immigration, the Trump administration plans to file at least 250 denaturalization cases. You know, if you become a naturalized citizen, you're not out of the woods, because you can be denaturalized, especially under the Trump administration. It happened a little bit under the previous presidents, but Trump has upped the ante, upped the numbers of denaturalizations, I heard. By October, 250, ramping up efforts to revoke citizenship from naturalized so-called Americans, according to a senior Justice Department official. The push is part of President Trump's broader, aggressive immigration crackdown and highlights how federal agencies have shifted resources to support it. Very cool. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP. Hour two.
Mm-hmm. have to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the racists with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. Good morning. How y'all? I am Jesse Lee Peterson. What the? And you can get involved by calling 888-7753-773. 888-77 Jesse, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question, what did Jesus mean when he said, I and the Father are one? And then they threw a stone. The priest. What did he mean when he said, I and the Father are one? And they're like, what the? Get out of here, nigga, rah-rah. Amazing. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com, JesseLeePeterson.com. And if you're out and about, you just got to go to work or go play or go whatever, walking, you can podcast and listen to the show. It's been made possible. He made it possible for the sun to shine. He made it possible that through him you'll have peace of mind. You can listen to the show on your phone if you got to run around as it is happening by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JOP talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JOP talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Friday. Get it off your chest today. It's Friday. Express yourself. Friday.
You, Tom, like a mug.
You need to go and get yourself bleached, because everything you say about black people, and you're sitting up there looking like a tar baby.
It might sound like a semantics argument, but he's a gray alien.
I wonder if he's been smoking pot.
Oh, boy, the circus is coming to town.
What did black people do to this administration? How do you how hard it is. So when you
what exactly are you talking about, Whoopi? Because you just
I know
Emmett Till was
in a lot of the
museums.
How do you better.
What just happened?
23-year-old Nathaniel Stevenson says he was just trying to enjoy his food when turmoil broke out at the Taco Bell in Madison on Sunday.
And that's when I ran up and I told him to stop.
Hey, chill out. Settle down, boy.
What did he do to make them that mad?
Just when everyone thought it was over, he got out of the car and began thrusting his pelvis at the crowd. Madison police showed up only seconds later and arrested him.
Officers, thank God.
What the? A spiritual battle. When you can live life with clear understanding from within and from without at the same time, And when you are living this physical outer life, and things are happening around you, something they're trying to do to you, but when you can live a life from within and being aware of from without, then you will have a life. And that, I didn't know it was possible. I'm telling you now, I know it's possible. But you got to overcome a life. You got to give up a life. You got to give up this false life to have a real life. It's up to you. It's truly up to you. And the one thing I promise you, I'm telling you for absolutely fact that an emotional person doesn't have a life. An angry person, a happy person, a sad person, or insecure person, or fearful person, or a person who think about the past or future, or a person who put one iota of thought into other people. A person who want, I just want them to have a happy life. I'm praying for them because I want them to have a good life. I want them to be happy. You don't have a life. That's why you pray that somebody else be happy. Because you're trying to create an atmosphere that you could be happy. And you call that life. And it's never going to work. Anyone that put one iota in thinking about the past or the future don't have a life. Because you are into thinking and you think your thoughts are real. You think that they're your own. You think that what you believe is true. Not knowing there's no truth in thoughts. But you're saying it because somebody else said it, and you think you have it because somebody else said it. Just because I said it didn't mean I meant it. Amazing, huh? 888-77. I want you, 888-77, Jesse, I want you to know. You need to wake up, and you can. And it's going to be paradise on earth when you do. Another quick thing I realized, a person with no life, zero life. The next time you think this or you hear someone else say it, just know, wow, I don't have a life. I believe that. Or I believe this. Or this person don't have a life. They believe that. The next time you hear anyone say, I don't care who it is, how many degrees they have or no or don't have, how religious they are or not, whatever type of degree, religious degree, non-religious degree, expert, except my experts. My experts know what they're talking about on the Jesse L. P. Show. The next time you think or you hear someone say, and I hear it all the time, that you cannot have perfect peace right here on earth, I'm in my body. I'm in flesh. I'm just a human being. No, I don't have peace. You can't have that on earth. I'm imperfect, they say. Just know you're hearing from, you're communicating with a lost, angry, nasty, revengeful person. I would head for the hills if I were you. Or even if you think that yourself, know that you are lost, evil, nasty, revengeful person that don't have a life. Because reality is reality, not illusion. You can have perfect peace right here on earth. Heaven and earth can become one for you if you want it. But you're looking at all the wrong places for all the wrong things to try to make a life for yourself. It ain't gonna happen with physical things or physical people or physical location, nothing. It's so amazing. I want you to show you something amazing about the Great White Hope. It's funny, funny in that interesting human nature. It's crazy. But I understand it, hell on earth, inside of human beings. This is from X. This post here is a video of Senator Mark Wayne Mullen, DHS confirmation hearing where he recount his son's Jim suffering a traumatic brain injury from wrestling back in 2020. And I want you to hear Trump's response to it, to Senator Matt Wayne. Watch it from Fox News.
So my son was a really world-class athlete. And January 17th of 2020, which, mind you, was an election year, he had a really serious brain injury. Woke up 26 hours later, and he's a different kid. We almost lost him. The president found out about it, and he gave me a call immediately. And one thing that the president joked about was, like, he said, let me get this straight. He doesn't know who you and Christie are, but he knew who I was, because the only question you got right is who the president was. And he said, Trump, with his cocky grin on his face. And the president didn't understand the severity of it, but he heard it in my voice, and immediately he went to work. And the president offered to send his plane, his personal plane, this president of the United States. We get there, and he called almost every day for 2 weeks checking on Jim. And then he says, I'm going to come see him. And now this is the middle of the election. This is Bakersfield, California. Really not an area he's got to go campaign. And his team came to him twice and said, sir, we got to go. On the third time they came over to him, he looked at him. And he says, hey, I guarantee you that plane won't leave without me. And for the next 15 minutes, he did nothing but love on my son. That one incident jogged his memory. And from then on, he started retaining things. And Jim's attitude went from this, you know, we're going to get through it, to this, I'm going to get through it. And every week, if not most days, the president would call and ask how he could help. Ask how's his buddy doing? How's Jim doing? He didn't do it for publicity. He didn't do it for any show. He was running in one of the toughest elections he had been in. And the guy was still that concerned about my son. Dang it. I hate getting emotional. See, if I talk about my kids, I get emotional. Other than that, you can't make me cry. But my kids can make me emotional.
That's actually a good thing.
Yeah. So anyways, he grabbed my son and he said, do you know why I love your dad? Do you know why I love your dad? Chrissy tells a story better than I do. And he goes, no, sir. He goes, because he loves you. Because of you.
Amazing, huh? Amazing. Now you see why they call the Great White Hope amazing. Donald Trump, they call him amazing. They say, what manner of man is this? The wind and the sea obeys him. And some people call him king. And they hold rallies around the world honoring the king, Donald Trump. Some people call him daddy. And they say, dad is home. Your dad is home to stay. I call him the Great White Hope. The Great White Hope! A good friend of mine had turned against the president. At first, he was like all for the president. He was wearing the president's shirts, hats, and just loved the president. And then he heard that the president is supporting Israel in the war and all that. And he heard other people saying it. And he heard what they were saying about it. They were expressing their hatred for it, their dislike for it or whatever. Maybe not hatred, but dislike. And all of a sudden, this good friend of mine believed into it, and he started thinking and saying the exact thing that they were saying on YouTube and other places. And all of a sudden, he no longer loved the president. He no longer supported him. He took off the hats. He took off the shirts. And to the same people he was talking about great things about the president, he's now telling them, no, he support Israel. And I'm like, what the? A fair weather friend, I told him. What a fair weather friend. You don't know the inside scoop. You don't know what's really going on. And yet you believe someone else and you turned. And they just did it for a while. And then as time went by, because at one time they were like, Netanyahu controlled Trump. But then Trump was, when he started hearing that Trump tell Netanyahu how the cow ate the cabbage. And then the president announced the other day that the situation with Iran, is it Iran? Yeah. Iran and all that is ending. They're supposed to have a signing thing. And the president said, I'm still waiting and verifying. We're going to sign this agreement, but everything is still in place. If anything go wrong, we're going to blow them up. And then the president suggested to Netanyahu, stop fighting, stop blowing up the buildings in Lebanon, I think he said. Maybe not Lebanon, but somewhere over there. Stop it. And Netanyahu said, I love this deal, but I don't trust the Muslims. And so it looked like they were going to end in the president really being the president. I tried to tell my friend, no one controls the president. And now my friend all of a sudden liked the president again, wearing the shirts and the hats and everything. I'm like, what the? And then I'm like, why? What made you put it back on? Well, he's not supporting Israel anymore, something like that. And so I asked my friend, do you have the inside scoop as to when you're in the meetings? Were you there when the president made any decisions about anything? No. So how are you coming up with a conclusion? I doubt if you could hardly find one person on the planet, except those men and women who are now working on themselves, and they are. We had a women's forum last night, and it was amazing. I'm a monthly forum with the ladies. They're working on themselves. But not one person would question, before I run with this, how do I know this is really, really true? You know what I mean? They just run the chat because the thrill of running with it is better than the thrill of having a wait and see and not taking sides either way. Have a wait and see. Ain't no thrill in waiting to see it. What's up? There's no false happiness and false sadness in that. Why don't you wake up? You are asleep. And you're being affected by the world. You're in the world, of the world, and suffering in the world. Unnecessarily. And someone comes along and tell you, I and my father are one, you stone them. You like, get out of here, nigga, rah-rah. One other quick video, and then I take your calls. This is from Gemini. This video feature an interview with Don Graves, a Marine veteran, who recounts the tragic story of a young replacement soldier being killed by a Japanese sniper. Why is this from American Veteran Center?
This was the saddest thing that happened to me, and I never forget it. I tell everybody I talk to, I'll never forget it. I think about it. I dream about it once in a while. What happened was that three of us were in a cave around the north end, and it's getting close to the end. And we're sitting there just talking. I said, I got to get up there and take a look, see what's going on. So I got up there and put my elbow on the ground, my glasses, looking for snipers. I couldn't find a thing. It was a very calm day. Nothing was moving. I was there about 15 minutes. I dropped back down. I got on the horn, my radio, and I said, Graves to CP. Hey, go ahead, Graves. I said, and I told him, I said, I've been looking. I can't see a thing. Well, you better keep looking because our first sergeant took a round his leg from out there. I said, okay, I'll keep looking. By the way, you got a kid coming for a replacement. I said, good, we need him. So I hung the phone up. 10 minutes later, while he stood at the hole, he said, Graves? I said, yeah, come on down. He jumped in the hole. He said, what do you want me to do? I said, sit over there. There'll be a lot due tonight when they come. I got up, and I'm looking. I was going to go look. He said, hey, Graves, let me have the glasses. I'll look. And I said, nah, you get yourself shot. My one buddy says, give him the glasses. That's what he's here for. I threw the glasses. He got up right where I had been. I know that that Japanese sniper was waiting for me again about 10 minutes after. We're sitting there shooting the breeze, just talking. He fell back. He got shot in the forehead. It went through his helmet. His helmet flew off and landed down by my feet. We were stunned. Not that he got hit, but I was just up there. He knew I was going to go back up there. He knew that. And I looked at that, and I looked down in that helmet, and there was a beautiful girl sitting in a chair, and on her lap was a beautiful baby. When I saw that, I just lost it. I got up and threw everything off, and I cursed Iwo Jima. I cursed the Marine Corps. And the worst thing I did is I cursed God because he let that kid take my place. I didn't understand.
Amazing. Amazing. So when he said he looked down and saw a woman, he saw on this dead man was a picture of, I guess, his family. The guy with the helmet on, he saw the picture laying there next to the man. Years have gone by. He looked like he, give or take, because you can't tell with white people how old they really are when they get old because they seem older than what they really are, but unlike black don't crack, and so the skin stays tight for the most part. But I'll say 80, give or take. What's the purpose of all his whole life remembering that story? What's the purpose? All for the thrill. After all this time, you are not supposed to remember your past or future. And if you give up a life, and if the so-called past is brought up, or you want to mention it, you get no thrill from it. You get no sadness from it. You get no good feeling from it or anything. Because that old way, oh, you have passed away, and to bring up something that happened already is just a thought. Maybe you want to share, but it's not affecting you because you don't exist anymore. You have allowed your life to fall to pieces, and now you're free. But most people won't do that, all because of the, who will I be, they say, if I don't have the thrills? As a matter of fact, if you don't have thrills, you don't feel bad for these people. You don't feel bad for that situation. You don't feel anything about it. They tell you that you're a psychopath or something. They call it death, life, and life, death. You got it all backwards. You got it all backwards. Anyway. And then they attach hero to him. He's a hero. And he really going to hold on to that thrill because he got to tell it for the next 100 years to get the thrill of being a hero. Who made you a hero? What made you a hero just because somebody said it? And just because they said it don't mean they meant it. Just because I said it don't mean I meant it. Because those same people that make you a hero, the moment you say something or you do something that they disagree with, your hero title is gone. Same thing they do with Trump. Trump was a hero until he did something or said something they didn't want, they didn't like. Not their way. The hero's gone. They call him a hero. And this friend of mine said to me, well, he's funny. He said, I forgive Trump for being an Israel supporter, something like that. I forgive him. Now Trump is a hero again. And I said to him, the one thing I know for sure, Trump can give two hoops and a holler, two hoops and a holler about your forgiveness or non-forgiveness. Really? Trump, I would be surprised that to spend 1 minute thinking about when you're thinking about him and your little unforgiveness. Because Trump is coming from a different source. And that source is from above. And when men and women truly live from above, you lose all unconsciousness of what someone think about you, whether they're forgiving you or not, because you don't hold anything against them. You understand that they can't see. Forgive them, Father. They cannot see. And Trump loves his enemies. So he's not spending any time to think about what you think. Amazing, huh? He is the boss. When I come back, your phone calls and your super chats. Wake up, folks. Have a life. You don't have a life when you're thinking that you do. Back in a moment. Have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy, they're miserable, they have rough lives, They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. Jesse. You gotta love one another, folks. Even your enemy. You gotta love. Keep the commandment. And the commandment is to love one another. Don't judge. And to love God with all your heart. And all your soul, and all your might. And when you do that, you and the Father will be one. And your life will change. You will have life. You will have life. Couple announcement. Father's Day is this Sunday. This Sunday is Father's Day. Happy Father's Day. And I do personal shout out. Make your daddy happy about with a shout out, a personal shout out from you on video. Go to Cameo. Birthday shout out, wedding, no matter what, encouragement. Go to Cameo. CAMEO.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. CAMEO.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. No, my bad. CAMEO. Oh, yeah, that's right. CAMEO.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. Or you can go to shoutout.fans/Jesse Lee Peterson. But on Cameo, we have a special going on for Father's Day. It's on sale. You get it a little less. Shout out. So don't wait late. Get your shout outs in. Or you can get this beautiful American hope corn for your daddy. It's silver. And you can't go wrong investing in silver. And daddy would be very happy. He's like, Lord, child. You sent me a Cameo shout-out from Jesse, and you gave me an investment, and you're helping me to help Barn. Watch this ad. Hi, I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. 2026 marks 250 years of America, and they have put my face on this beautiful silver coin to commemorate this occasion. That's amazing. Call 800-411-2663. That's 800-411-BOND. Grab yours now before they are gone. And you know what? Isn't that amazing? Go to JesseLeePeterson.com or call 800-411-BOND. And right now we have a promo going on. Because it's 251 years for the military, but 250 years of this great U.S. of A. We're going to be to the 10th buyer purchase of this beautiful corn. This is so, can we put up the promo? Because I'm trying to figure it out. We have a special bonus offer for the American Hope Corn. taken from their hake.
The 10th person to purchase the American Hope coin will receive the bonus flag coin. It's a flag coin, shaped like a flag, too, kind of, as our complimentary gift. Not a raffle, nor a drawing. It simply goes to the 10th completed purchase, and this promotion is valid while supplies last. Our bonus flag coin available purchase must be completed and payment confirmed to qualify. The bonus will be awarded to the 10th completed purchaser based on Bond's internal order records.
Amazing, huh? So not only are you getting your dad or yourself this silver coin with my face on it, you're getting that flag coin. And it's 999.999 silver. It can't get any better than that. What the?
Show him.
Show him.
Cool, huh? Wow. Fancy.
Punching you somehow.
That's not aluminum. That's not chrome. That's silver.
The real deal. So that, the 10th person that purchased the coin would get this. At no cost. Isn't that amazing? Are we ever just saying thank you? So go to rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411-BOND. And don't forget to like these videos. Like the videos. And I have on this shirt today. It was a gift for my birthday / Father's Day. And tell me about my shirt, Nick.
Well, it looks like the U.S. national team. At least it's a shout-out to them.
Yeah, and I think
the U.S. national soccer team.
Yeah.
You got to show off the back a little. Is that even... Yeah, just turn like that. Yeah.
Stand up a little. Jesse won.
Yeah.
Jesse, number one. Cool.
What are you, a striker or defender? What are you, in the front scoring goals or in the back stopping the ball?
I don't know.
I think he's right wing.
There you go.
Amazing. Thank you, Ariana.
Adriana.
Adrian. Thank you. Very nice.
They're playing today, by the way.
Yeah, they were playing today. She told me that they were playing today. She's like, Jesse,
you're
when
supposed
you...
to say we're playing today.
What?
We're playing today.
I won't be there.
You're still playing.
How I'm playing? I'm at work.
Well, players only love you when they're playing.
We win together, Jesse.
What?
I said, when you watch the sports, you always say, we win together.
If they win, we win.
USA versus Australia.
That reminds me of when I used to work on the plantation, and my master said, he sick. I said, yes, master. We sick. So I guess when they're playing, we playing, even though I'm not there. And even if I was there, I wouldn't be playing because I'm not on the team. But will we still be playing? Amazing! 888-77-JESSE. Let me go to first time caller, David. Out of Florida. David, you are on the air.
Amazing.
Oh, amazing.
First time caller, long time listener, Jesse. I love you. I had a stroke a few years ago and I'm rebuilding the man. I've learned to forgive my mother and father for doing the best they can. And, you know, I'm definitely going to try and get that cameo for my dad for Father's Day. And I hope to be the 10th. Buyer of that coin so I can win it for free. And I just want to thank you for everything you do for people. And that's all I got to say, but I'll keep listening.
Right on. Stay with it, David. Stay with it and just stay with it. You haven't seen anything yet. It gets clearer and better. All right?
Love you, brother. Thank you.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
God bless.
You too. 888-77. Jesse, let me go to a first time caller. John out of Florida. John, you are on the air.
Jesse, Great to be on the air. It's, I've listened to you for a long time, and I've been, you know, debating this question personally with a friend, and I can't really come to a conclusion on it. Personally, I want to start with the premise and say that I believe that abortion is wrong based on the fact that human beings are made in the image of God. And, you know, my question that I come to is it wrong to abort a baby that you know to have Down syndrome, i.e., is it wrong? Is a baby with Down syndrome also made in the image of God? Does God have Down syndrome?
All human beings are made in the image of God. We came from God. He dropped us here. And if a baby has a Down syndrome, it has nothing to do with God, but something was wrong with the woman's heart, meaning that she was angry or emotional, or she did something that created that physical problem in the womb. It had nothing to do with God. And anytime the heart is wicked, and all human beings' hearts are wicked until they overcome, you're going to create some type of negative outcome because there's no love and hate. There's only destruction.
I mean, I appreciate that insight. That's, you know, that is a sort of inspiring and gives me a different perspective on the whole thing.
You're welcome.
Yeah, love is important when it comes to other human beings, our fellow man.
If you don't love your enemy, if you don't love your neighbor, if you don't love God with all your heart and soul and might, you have nothing. Your value is nothing, and you have nothing if you don't have love. You can lay hands on the sick. You can feed the poor. You can protest up and down the road. You can turn on your fellow man. You can build the biggest house on the planet, Elon Musk's home. But if you don't have love, you have nothing. And that's the truth.
What is life without just a bit of genuine human connection? You'll never meet me, but seems like we're having a pretty good conversation.
Amazing. Absolutely.
All right. Well, thank you.
All right.
Have a good day.
You too, John. Thank you. 888-7753-773. Let me go to Brittany, our first-time caller out of Oklahoma. Brittany, you are on the air.
Hi, Jesse. Can you hear me okay?
Hey, Brittany.
Can you hear me all right?
No, I can't hear you all right.
Okay, you can't.
I can't hear you okay, and I can't hear you all right. I can't hear you saying, hey, Jesse, can you hear me all right?
Okay, nice.
Amazing.
So it is actually really, it's so strange to me that I'm kind of calling you today. I really didn't expect it. I've been listening to you for a couple years now. And when I'm listening, or really just in my life, every once in a while, some kind of question would come up. And I would think, oh, I want to call and ask Jesse about that. Oh, but then I would be able to see, you know, you're kind of just reaching out for a solution, just kind of sit in this for a minute, see if you still need to call Jesse in a week or two. And usually the solution would always sort itself out. So, you know, I never called. So, and you know, that was fine. I listened for a long time. But this morning I was listening to church and you were asking the church the biblical question. And I was like, I felt sure in my answer to the biblical question, which is pretty rare for me. I usually have to kind of really think about it. And I was like, ooh, I want to call this week and answer the biblical question, which I never say that to myself either. But immediately when I said that to myself this morning, Satan started going off crazy, started being like, you're just looking for a thrill. You're just getting all excited about, and it's your ego. You're chasing a thrill. And it was an intense kind of buzzing inside, to where I could see it was Satan. So immediately I was kind of like, okay, I've got a call. I don't, cause clearly this is Satan going right off inside me telling me not to.
Yeah.
But it was 5 a.m. this morning in Oklahoma. And I looked your time, it was like 4 a.m. or it was way earlier. The show had not started yet. So I couldn't immediately call. So I had to sit in this. And the whole time I'd been sitting, I went ahead and just went about my daily business. But the whole time Satan was just going off crazy, just like you telling me all these, you're going to look crazy. You don't even know what you're going to say. What are you even going to say when you call? You don't even know, you know, and yeah. It's so wild. And then eventually that all stopped because I was doing chores and things and my mind just dropped it. And so then I felt comfortable. I was doing some things for my daughter. And then I had a thought come that said, "Oh, see, you felt that intense pain earlier and then you got through with it. So now you don't need to call."
Amazing.
And as soon as I heard that thought, I thought, okay, hold on. No, I do need to call. And as soon as I told myself I need to call again, those alarm bells started going off again inside. So long story short, I really didn't have a question. I mean, I really didn't even know 100% what I would say, but I just felt this. And the whole time I was on hold, I mean, it's just been so interesting. Satan has been throwing a fit like I hadn't seen in honestly quite some time. Just about calling you. And so that's really it. I really just had to just do this. And, you know, I'm hoping that, I mean, I shouldn't say I'm hoping, but you know, the end, that's it.
That's amazing, Brittany. That is an amazing, testimony to how the devil can play your mind. Absolutely.
Really.
And how
really.
You can see so what true. He's doing. That you gotta, anyone that's in their mind, in their thoughts, and in their emotions are in the darkness. And the darkness cannot perceive the light at all. So right on, you're walking in the light. Stay with it.
Thank you so much. And it was so great talking to you.
You too. Would you still like to respond to the biblical question or no?
Well, see, that's the funny thing, too, is the question that you were talking about in church that I was like, ooh, I want to call and answer that. It was last week's biblical question.
Oh,
so while
okay.
I was sitting on hold, and then you said the new biblical question, Satan started freaking out again and being like, you hear that? You better hang up. It's a new biblical question. You don't even know the biblical question.
So, right on.
I just saw him again, and I was just like, I mean, I really don't have, I was just like, I'm going to wait and see if Jesse asks me it, I'll see you. You know, it was just kind of like, I'm not hanging up this phone.
Always, about all things, have a wait and see attitude. Absolutely.
Really? Really? Well, yeah, I really appreciate you talking to me. That's it. I mean, I could answer the biblical question.
No problem.
I could answer the biblical question.
When, what did Jesus mean when he said, "I and my Father are one"?
To me, what he meant when he said that was that his Father and him are on the same, for lack of a better term, wavelength. That him and there's nothing. They're the same. They're the same. I mean, I guess is the best way I can think to put it. It's hard to put into words, I guess, what I think now that I'm trying to. But anyway, something like that. They're, you know, they have the same nature. They have the same nature. That's what I want to say.
That's amazing. I appreciate your input, and I'll put mine in on Sunday. Thank you.
All right, you have a good one.
You too. Take care now. Amazing. Super, super.
Super chats.
The Hake Report.
Hey, you healed now? All in the name?
88. No, I shouldn't say 88. 90% healed. 90% out of the woods.
Amazing.
You know how yesterday I was 85?
Right.
I'm 90 today.
Right on.
Although, as I talk, sometimes the throat is bordering on wanting to cough.
Yeah.
But I'm, by his stripes, I am healed.
That's right, Hake.
The Hake Report, speaking of, just bought a one-month bronze subscription to Jesse Lee Peterson on Pilled.net. Shout out, Pilled people.
Right on. Shout out, Pilled. Good morning, Pilled people. I appreciate it.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Joe from Florida, 10 coffees on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Your show has truly made a positive difference in my life, and I just wanted to say thank you. My question is, I have landed a highly technical job that I love, but at times I struggle to complete my tasks. I'm doing my best to come up to speed and be productive, even taking training courses after work. Any advice for this situation? Thanks for everything. Wish you and your staff well.
Thank you for your support. I appreciate it. And relax on the job. Don't be all in your head trying to make things happen. Relax. Take one moment at a time and do it, and it'll be fine. Really, just relax. Don't stress. Stress darkens the doorway, so don't stress. I wish you well, and congratulations. That's amazing. Thank you.
Very nice. Thank you, Joe. Jamie. Morning sun, so warm and kind. Leave your worries far behind. Step by step, you'll find your way, sending strength for your brand new day.
Amazing. Thank you. I receive it. Amazing.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Beautiful poem, I
sure
guess.
Sure is.
Rick P., donate monthly.
Thank you, Rich P. Rich. Rich, right?
Rick.
Rick P. Thank you.
Thank you. That was over on Cash App. That's Bond JLP. On Cash App.
Amazing. Thank you.
Welcome, Cherokee Rose and Storm Probe, new Jesse Lee Peterson YouTube members.
Right on. Thank you all. I appreciate it.
Loctus, or Loctus, pardon my butchering of the name, you make that shirt look good. Go USA. American flag.
USA!
Soccer ball, and let me look to make sure that I can... correctly. Oh, strong, strong yellow arm. It was yellow on yellow, so it was hard to decipher. So I found yellow on black, and it's a strong arm emoji.
Right on.
I'm doing
Thank
my
you.
Best.
Thank you, Adriana gave me this amazing shirt.
Yeah.
She even told me which day to wear it, which was today, because they're having a game today. Right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Amazing. Thank you.
Very cool.
And thank you for your support.
Jamie, two coffees. Did you know that after the heart stops beating, the brain can function well over 7 minutes? We got seven more minutes to play. Freddy Krueger.
I think that's why they're able to do that. Heart hits you on the chest. And breathe in your mouth because your brains are still functioning.
Nice.
Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Jamie. And that was a Freddy Krueger quote.
Thank you. Right on.
Got to read the rest later, y'all.
Okay, when I come back, straight to your calls and your pages up on your super chats and everything. Fake news, not the fake news. And I'll be back in a moment. I recommend you get a copy of my book, From Rage to Responsibility. I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman, woman over children. So get From Race to Responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND and donate to my nonprofit, Bond, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man.
All kinds of mess going on in this here world. Am I right or am I right? This is the end of hour two already of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. Express Yourself Friday, y'all. Get it off your chest today. The lines are full. You can call in every so often, but you will get a busy signal if you call in at this very moment, okay? But I recommend, young or old, you call in every so often just in case a line opens up, or pro tip, or amateur tip. Call in as you hear Jesse Lee wrapping it up with another caller. As he starts to wrap up with another caller, there is a, like, maybe 15, 20-second delay on your end, maybe a little bit more, depending on how far behind you are. He may have hung up and opened up a line for you to get in. But you can call in every so often, too, because sometimes people have to go for a minute, and then they hang up and then call back. Anyway, and we'll read more of your Super Chats, y'all, more great stories. But it is Hake News, not Fake News. After the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, a special day today, because it's Friday, Get It Off Your Chest Day, and the Fallen State Day, okay? So the Hake Report, that's my show, live Monday through Friday, 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific, right after the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, all right? Unless I'm, like, sick or out for whatever reason, not necessarily sick. And then, not American Anchor Baby yet, the Fallen State happens right after Hake on Fridays. And then the American Anchor Baby. After a little bit, you get, like, maybe a little 15, 20, 30-minute break sometimes. The American Anchor Baby after the Fallen State with Jesse Lee Peterson. American Anchor Baby, that's Nick's show. YouTube.com/NickStreams. N-I-C-K. Or Rumble.com/AmericanAnchorBaby. Reflecting pool update from CNN. Call me Nonsense Network. They're major Trump haters, so take this with a grain of salt, although it may be true. It may not be. I don't know. Blue material is peeling from the bottom of the Lincoln Memorial Reflecting Pool just days after it was repainted and refilled as part of a $14 million renovation. Supposedly $14 million. I don't know. Ordered by President Trump. The cause of this peeling and surfacing of the material that was resurfaced, it remains unclear, but it's the latest complication in the pool's long-running maintenance woes from persistent algae and bird poop, they call it waste, bird waste, to smelly water, and dead ducks. Ugh, terrible. This thing is like 100 years old, and Trump thought he was going to restore it on the cheap and for and in quick time, but it sounds like it's run into some hiccups. But no worries, Trump is not new to issues that arise in making things beautiful again. He'll fix it. Fret not. The World Cup hydration breaks, you know, because it's hot out or whatever. It's sparking an online debate. Are hydration breaks a necessity for player welfare or a contrived device to wedge ad breaks into the World Cup? Maybe both. Those advertisers, fans are divided. Nobody likes commercials unless the commercials are very entertaining, like with the Super Bowl. I wonder if the World Cup advertisements are as entertaining as Super Bowl commercials used to be. I don't know if Super Bowl commercials are still entertaining. They're kind of obnoxious now because they're targeting women, and they're made by women, and women are not as entertaining as men, you know? They're more, like, cringeworthy. But I don't know. Shout out. Sometimes women are highly entertaining, but sometimes not. Anyways, the White House staff bids farewell to planes used as Air Force One. The iconic planes that served as Air Force One for more than 35 years are taking their final bow. If you can imagine a plane bowing, I sort of can. Interesting. And according to AP, a new poll, AP NORC, poll finds most Americans continue to disapprove of how Trump is handling Iran, as if they know anything, right? They probably don't know. And everybody has an opinion, maybe when they shouldn't. Democratic socialists are winning major mayor races, according to AP, far-left extremists off the deep end, Associated Press. And many teens are on a summer job search, and they can't coming up any empty-handed. Maybe they're trying too hard. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP, Hour 3.
Somewhere in the world today, men have got had to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. How y'all? You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse. And my biblical question, what did Jesus mean when he said, I and my Father are one? And then they stoned him. They're like, get out of here, nigga. Rah, rah. You and your Father are one. What are you talking about? What? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com. They picked up stone to stone him when he said that. Isn't that amazing? 8887. Oh, what is it? Oh, we have every way that you could watch. Somebody sent me something. I'll read it. I forgot what I was talking about. We have every way listed that you can support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about doing whatever it is you're doing, you can podcast the show and still go and do what you're doing and listen live by calling the Listen Line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. Or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Friday. It's Get It Off Your Chest Day. It's Friday. And it doesn't matter what you look like. You're doing what you're doing. It's what you're doing when you're doing what you look like you're doing. Express yourself Friday.
You, Tom, like a mug.
You need to go and get yourself bleached. Because everything you say about black people, and you're sitting up there looking like a tar baby.
It might sound like a semantics argument, but he's a gray alien.
I wonder if he's been smoking pot.
Oh boy, the circus is coming to town.
What did black people do to this administration? How do you know how hard it is. So when you...
What exactly are you talking about, Whoopi? Because
I know Emmett Till was a kid. A lot of the
museums.
What
just happened?
23-year-old Nathaniel Stevenson says he was just trying to enjoy his food when turmoil broke out at the Taco Bell in Madison on Sunday.
And that's when I ran up and I told him to stop.
Hey, chill out. Settle down, boy.
What did he do to make them that mad?
Just when everyone thought it was over, he got out of the car and began thrusting his pelvis at the crowd. Madison police showed up only seconds later and arrested him.
Officers,
thank God.
Amazing. A spiritual battle. If you are an emotional person, you don't have a life. Emotional means you feel good and you feel bad. You feel happy and you feel sad. That's because you don't have a life. Your eyes are open, but you're barely breathing. And you're calling good evil and evil good. Another example of you not having a life. And I want you to really smoke on this. Smoke on it, right? Just smoke on it. Have you ever gotten angry at anyone, a family member, a friend, or a coworker, or anyone, period? Have you ever gotten angry or didn't want to play with someone because they didn't get angry or turn away from the person that you had turned away from? They didn't get mad at the person because you were mad. They still wanted to play and be friends with the person, but you didn't. And you got mad at them because they didn't go along with you. Have you ever done that? Raise your hands. And when they don't turn because you're turning, you call them names. Have you ever done that? You're just a Jew lover. You don't turn against Trump because you're a Jew lover. You're a black lover. You're this lover because you don't get mad because I'm mad. You don't turn because I'm turning. And then they attack you. Have you ever done that to anyone? If you have, you don't have a life. You don't have a life. That was an amazing video that Anchor Baby put together in that open air with The View and all that. I want to just quickly, before I go back to the call, show you that interview that the vice president had on The View so you can get a little more insight. Because that was an amazing video he put together. The Anchor Baby, somehow, just call the Anchor Baby Donald Trump Jr. Or maybe you can call him the Son of God. Because he and the Father just may be one. He definitely had the energy of the Father. When you see the Son, you see the Father. When you see Anchor Baby, you see God. Those videos are amazing. Grok on ABC, The View, co-host Sonny Halston claimed a fighter's blunt comment about Michelle Obama and President Trump's UFC birthday event stemmed from the lingering effects of slavery. Everything about slavery, right? What a liar. Everything about slavery, Sonny. Sonny. Here's where Halston argued black women have long been stereotyped as unattractive and masculine compared to white women. Watch this from ABC.
Last night, you know who celebrated his 80th birthday at an event billed as UFC Freedom 250, featuring cage matches on the South Lawn of the White House. There was also one fighter who used his victory speech to make a derogatory slur against former First Lady Michelle Obama. What did you make of yesterday's event?
I do want to address the derogatory slur. And I think the reason that it's important is because for a long time, and the roots are in slavery, black women have been slurred and made to feel that they were unattractive, made to feel that they were masculine, made to feel that they were they didn't have the femininity that a white woman would have. And so there's this intersectionality between racism and sexism that was on full display at the White House. The crowd laughed at the statement, and the president of the United States smirked and never addressed what was said.
You're looking at a female there, that Sonny Halston lady, with no life. She doesn't have a life. First of all, she's lying about the unattractive masculine things in slavery. When I was growing up, black women were beautiful. They were not, for the most part, they were not fat. they carried themselves in a really amazing way. And black men, every white women, white men were attracted to them. That's what she's thinking in her own life. Those are her thoughts. And I'm sure she found other black people maybe who thought the same way, because the devil has a lot of children. I remember growing up, I only knew one fat black girl in school, in the whole high school. And everybody, all the other women were fine. Nice bodies. I wouldn't even date a girl. There was no other route but the fine one. That did not have a small body, nice body, went all a pink. And black women wore their hair in a beautiful way and nice hair. At the time, they were not wearing the nappy stuff. And they were beautiful. So when you hear this mess from the children of Satan, as this female is doing, just pray for her. It's not her, but it's Satan in her. Don't get mad. Don't judge her. Because she's lying. And she can't help it. Forgive her. She really can't help it. And she's still your sister. But this thing made a home in her, and she's living from that. Call it life. And she gets a thrill from that. Now, we played the soundbite where that guy said that about Michelle Obama. It was uncalled for. It was unnecessary. And as far as I know, he doesn't know if that's true or not. But even if it was true, I don't believe it is, but if it is, that was not a time or place or reason to even say that about Michelle Obama. Forgive him. He's lost. He has no love. It was a thrill from him. And what I didn't see the president's expression to it, but what I was told, he didn't seem very happy with that the guy did that. I didn't see that expression, so I don't know. But these are examples of people with no lives. They live off thrills. And they call a thrill life. Anyone, every emotional person, whether it's a happy person or a sad person, don't have a life. They have a thrill, and they'll call it life. But don't, you got to love them, and don't hate them. Forgive them, Father. They know not what they do. And here's where J.D. and Whoopi, whatever her name is, didn't know what she was talking about either. Making up stuff with no backup at all. Watch this from Grok. In a tense exchange during the Vice President J.D. Vance appearance on the ABC The Views, co-host Whoopi Goldberg accused Trump administration of stigmatizing black Americans, but struggled to provide a single example when pressed. Watch this from ABC 7.
What did black people do to this administration that has allowed it to really stigmatize folks of color? And you know how hard it is. So when you see, you know, things, the Emmett Till stuff coming down, or them doing all kinds of removal of information of right. black heroes. How does that sit with you?
Well, what exactly are you talking about, Whoopi? Because you just I know Emmett Till was a kid. I want to know what
you,
she's.
You don't know
I
what I'm talking
to
about.
Your actual point.
So in a lot of the.
Museums.
There's so many, where they're taking down the actual history that happened in this country. Slavery happened. All kinds of stuff happened. And it seems that it has been very easy for this administration to remove that and also to denigrate black folks who have worked their behinds off to get this American dream. How do you, I mean, you know better.
All lies. But it's a thrill for Whoopi Goldberg to say that. With no proof, she really said nothing. Nothing. She said nothing. All thoughts, all lies, all the time about anything. She brings up the past. She doesn't even know what she's talking about. Why don't you live right now, Whooper? What's her name? Whoopi, why don't you live now? Why are you bringing up the past and what does it have to do with you? And you can't blame any white person or anyone for now. But they keep using that. In the same way Satan is lying to her and she verbally speaking it out, he lied to you the same way in your mind. There is no truth in thinking. Zero. True. And thinking. All thoughts, all lies, all the time about anything. I love the fact that J.D., well, what are you talking about? What are you saying? What's your proof? And then that some other woman sitting at the table and talk, in museums and this and that. So Whoopi wasn't going to come up with anything otherwise. When will you stop listening to the devil? You are nothing but thoughts. That's all you are, full of thoughts. And thoughts are not life. It's not life. It's not life. It's hell. There's another way of living. There's another way of living a life without thinking. You want to live a life of seeing, not thinking. You want to see your way out of every situation because you would never think your way out of any situation. When you try to think your way out of a situation, all you're doing is thinking right into another situation or the same situation. You're not thinking your way out. Thinking, 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 thinking. You're not thinking your way out of nothing. It ain't going to happen. And this I promise you. You can't think your way out of a situation. You have to see your way out. And then you're done with that situation. Period. Amazing. Let me go to Maze out of Dayton, Ohio. Maze, you are on the air.
Yes, Jesse, I'm getting ready to board a plane.
Right on.
You get ready to celebrate 250 years, right?
We are already celebrating it.
Well, it's the past, right?
No, it's now.
Well, you say so. See, I don't care what people think about me.
You
but
don't
I got
know
my
that
opinion.
In 250 years of Americans right now, we're
celebrating all that happened in America for 250 years until now.
Right.
And as I say, I care less what people think about me because if you tell them the truth and they get upset, that's not my problem. The lady that came on some reparations, she's already paying reparations to somebody if she's giving out any tax dollars. And it's not even Negroes.
What are you talking about?
I want her to get the lady to call you saying you're not getting any reparations. Somebody already got the reparations that our ancestors should have got. Somebody
Emmy,
else got them.
You talking about May? You talking about Emmy's call?
Yeah, Emmy. And Emmy needs to go do some history.
But she was right in that.
Wasn't she right in that we
should not be giving blacks or anyone reparations?
You already give reparations. So that's not
the question. Was she right in that
we should
not be giving these people reparations?
And
why wasn't she right about that?
Because you should make people whole that you destroy. If you destroy something, you should make it whole. Look at what they're trying to do to
how
Iran.
How is reparation making them
with their own money. Maze.
What? How is giving somebody money that they did not earn?
Not money. Giving them things free.
How is that making them whole?
Putting them back like it was.
How is that making them whole?
Tell her to go do her research because they already gave
them. You said that giving people reparation would make them whole. How is that making them whole?
You said money.
No,
because
I'm asking you.
That was destroyed. It should be put back together.
How is that
making you walking around here loose and lost?
Maze.
I don't say things to make people. What? I told you I gotta go. But I don't say things
how
to make
that
people.
Making them whole?
If you had a house and somebody burned it down, what would you be in the people that burned it down put it back together? Wouldn't that be making and they can start back being the same status they was before.
How
they got murdered?
Is that making them
That's
whole?
What I
mean. Building a house, a physical house, is not making
down.
You whole.
I said, burnt down house. And also,
Maze, that's
to,
not making you whole.
And when it comes to,
Maze.
What? What's happening in Texas? The people that know they were free, they had nothing to do with the law that they came out with. Joe Biden gave that lady what she's been trying to get a law for her country.
So, Maze, you're not going to answer that question?
What question are you trying to ask me, Jessica?
You said giving people reparation would make them whole. How would that make them whole?
You said money. I said put them back like it was.
Because what does that mean? What does that mean, put it back like it was?
You're talking about the past, and people don't know who their grandfathers
are. What does that mean?
Fix it by giving them the things that they had, their land and all that stuff.
They ain't had no land. The ones that are begging for reparation never had anything.
They're not begging.
Maze.
It was taken from them.
Those people that are begging for DEI.
You had towns and different things that you were doing on your own without CWPs even in it.
Maze.
Put it back like that. Or either they're going to eventually come back to where they were and do it anyway without
Maze.
Anybody's help.
Hey,
you see, the CWPs got to go overseas and get help from people.
Maze.
Maze. Putin and Netanyahu and all of those. Can't nobody else get nothing. But
Maze.
Them.
Maze.
What? And so I say, we know who our grandfathers are,
and we know who
our ancestors are. You don't know who yours were. That's her problem. So they don't know who they are by name. I can name every last one of them.
Of your ancestors?
And so, too. And out of the 700... And
you can name every last one of your ancestors?
She said, we don't know who our ancestors were.
Maze, didn't you say you can name every one of your ancestors?
Last name and first name.
Maze.
So
Maze.
What are you talking about?
Maze. Did you say you can name every last one of your ancestors?
All of the ones that I know about.
Let me hear their names.
You want to hear their names?
Yeah.
So why should I give you their name?
No, just first names only.
I want a first name. Ada... You want me to keep on going?
That's just one. You only had one ancestor?
Not for you. Jesse. That's two. So how many do I have to give you?
You only had two ancestors?
What?
You only had two?
I had four.
You only had four ancestors?
One was Manuel and one was Clara. Now, what else do you need to know? That's four.
Well, then you definitely don't need no reparations.
And I got something else to get to you, too, Jesse.
You only have four?
That's how it got started. Didn't Adam and Eve start with somebody?
Maze, Hake is back and he's well.
All 750 of us, we know who our ancestors were, starting from slavery.
No, you only have four. How's there 750?
What?
You only have four. How's there 750?
Great children, grandchildren, children, and all of those people.
And y'all want reparations?
No, we don't want no reparations.
Why not?
What do you mean, why not? Why would we want reparations? Somebody already got the reparations that the Negro should have gotten. But
why you don't want it?
No, what am I going to do with it?
You're going to do what the rest of the folks do with it.
What is it?
Waste
it. No, you'll be at the front door. You would be at the front door.
Oh, I'm getting my money, that's for sure.
Oh, sure. I wouldn't want it to be your money.
No, I want the money.
Your land. And different things like that.
It looked like in California we're going to begin the reparation.
And do business too, and you know, like everybody, we're not the only one that can't do it.
One last question, Maze, then I got to run. When will the blacks stop begging?
Blacks don't beg.
No, when will they stop? When would enough be enough? When would enough, Maze?
What?
When would enough DEI programs, when would enough programs be enough for the blacks? And they'll be like, okay, white folks, y'all really pay
like
us back.
Like I told you, Jeff, you keep talking about a DEI.
Answer this question first. Answer this question. When would enough be enough?
When enough is enough.
Right.
Whenever this world is equalized in everything in every way. And that's when it'll be enough.
How will you know when it's equal?
Huh?
How would you know? If you can, you can hear. How will you know when it's equal?
It's equal when everybody can see it. Not one people using you to get your money and make themselves rich with
how
you feeding
you
them.
Know,
they don't even know it.
How will you know?
How would you know? When we start feeding everybody else. That's how we would know.
Are you said you're at the airport?
Yes, I am.
Are you able to say where you're going?
Oklahoma.
Oh, Oklahoma. Will you be celebrating White History Month with us in July?
No, because I have no reason to. I don't celebrate.
You don't celebrate?
You know. my birthday. That's all I celebrate. That's the CWP way of getting money out of people's pocket and they getting rich. Just like Elon Musk getting rich, the richest man in the world.
Don't be jealous.
And you're going to be broke. I'm not jealous.
Yes,
y'all
you are.
Be broke.
How come the poor people always jealous of the rich people?
No. Now what I'm saying, you're going to be poor. Going to stay poor, I put it that way. If you are poor, the CWPs are too. They over here rich and screaming and hollering about something that makes no kind of sense at all. So I don't celebrate. Nothing but birthday.
You don't celebrate White History Month?
No, I don't. For what reason?
Because if it wasn't for the white people, you wouldn't be here, Mace.
Did you used to celebrate May Day, Jesse, the 1st of May?
Yeah.
Did you tell the people why you were celebrating it?
I didn't know it about it.
My aunt told me to ask you that.
I didn't know it about it. I was a kid. I was just having fun with the flagpole and all that. I didn't know I was celebrating socialism.
And Texas was not celebrating at the time. So the
I didn't know
that
when they put the maypole, up, man. I didn't know it until Haight said it was, you said it was communism, right, Haight? Socialism.
Yeah. Huh? I don't know what he's talking about either.
It's communist and it's pagan.
I was research about what
did
today
you hear what Haight just said?
No, I didn't. What?
Hold on.
May Day is communist and pagan. I feel like the pagans got overrun by the communists and the Christians.
What is the 4th of July, Christmas, and Easter?
Why, here's your mind.
Poor pagans.
Pagan.
White History Month is pagan.
No. And
you don't
July,
even call all
July
months.
White History Month to Jesse. We celebrate with one
every
people
year.
People talk about the spreading the lies and the truth.
Man, this is Haight. Got to change something. Hold on.
Every year, beautiful Maze refuses to call for the whole month of July because she hates White History Month.
Do I call in February?
I don't know.
That's what I'm trying. You're so busy thinking about White History Month. Everything is not white. That's what I told you. Once when y'all realize that, y'all will bring y'allself up to par. And,
we know
and do
everything's
right.
not white. That's
not
why we
made
it White History Month.
And like I said.
So, man, if everything is not white.
Said, let no man change it. And man tried to change a whole lot of stuff.
May,
everybody believe what he got to say except me.
May, if everything is not white, does that mean everything is not right?
Everything is not correct.
Right, because it's not white. That's why.
Because everything is not correct and everybody's not participating. I'm not trying to get me to hate this group of people just because they don't like them.
Right. Right on. I got to run. Happy White History Month.
That is evil. So y'all enjoy y'all month because I do not celebrate that.
All right, call me. At least call me in July, right?
Just only celebrate that.
Maze, at least call me in July, right?
I get upset with him about it. That's what he wants to do.
Him,
what?
Call me in July, okay?
No, I won't call you in July.
Why not?
I'll sit back and listen to you not know your own history.
Thank you, man.
Talk about John Brown.
Thank you, man.
That was a good man. I'll put it that way. And if y'all want to look like him.
I have no idea who John Brown is. I know who Leroy Brown was the baddest man in the whole darn town.
That's why I wear his shirt for a reason.
Thank you, Mace.
And find some respect.
Bye, Mace. Bye.
Have a good one.
All right. What the? Super.
Super chats.
Eugene bought 5 coffees on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. They're super chats, y'all.
Super.
Good morning, Jesse and crew. Welcome back. Haight, we love you. President Trump is amazing.
You say that again. Thank you and welcome back, Haight.
Thank you. Jamie, the Democrats are creating their own unofficial terms of Trump's deal to Iran. They're now strongly stating that $300 billion is going to Iran. Fact check, not $1 more, or not $1 nor more of American money is going to be funded to them. Arab money only for reconstruction if they hold up to their end of the bargain.
Amazing. Thank you.
Bree K. Good morning, Jesse. Hope you and the crew have a wonderful Friday. Please take these coffees. Buymeacoffee.com, 5 coffees. And get Haight some vitamins for his beta immune system. Happy to see your back, Haight. American flag, strong arm, thanks, hands, and heart.
Right on. Thank you. We will. Amazing.
The scratch-offs are up on pill.net, allegedly. And we got to read the rest later, y'all.
Back in a moment. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. most people are unhappy, they're miserable, they have rough lives, they're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand, I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. Amazing. Welcome back. Nice song. So, according to my shirt, USA is playing today. And what are they playing today? Soccer?
Yes. Also known as football.
Football?
Football for the foreigners, but football in America means American football.
And so are they playing the football thing or the soccer?
No, they're playing soccer.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Today, good luck, America.
Shout out.
I wish you well.
Good skill.
The Hake Report is coming up at the top of this hour. TheHakeReport.com from 9 to 11. And then at 11 a.m., a brand new episode of The Fallen State. Going to have an amazing, have had, but you're going to enjoy it. Dr. Bradley Nelson and his wife, Jean. And he is a holistic chiropractic physician. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
So you hear from God?
When we do ask for help from up above, it opens that channel.
If you learn how to tap into the subconscious, you can get the whole list of things that are creating a symptom.
If you could take your spirit out of you, Jesse, and put it right next to you, it'd look exactly like you in every detail.
So my spirit would be black. Do you have anger, G?
Let's move along here, Jesse.
Amazing. Amazing. Amazing talk at 11 a.m. right after the Hake Report. And don't forget, you can support the Fallen State by becoming a member there on the YouTube channel. And then, or jesseleepeterson.locals.com. And then the American Anchor, baby. Oh, Lord. After the fallenstate.tv today, around 12, a little after 12, 15, somewhere in there. The American Anchor, baby. And then Fellowship on Sunday. Fellowship on Sunday. Doors open at 10:30. All are invited. And the meeting starts at 11 a.m. Pacific time, 2 p.m. Eastern time. And go to rebuildingdemand.com/church. Rebuildingdemand.com/church. Yesterday, I asked for your support, financial support. We need to pay some bills. And the donations are a little down because of summer and, you know, people. Now that things are changing, we need your support. I'm asking to go and make a donation today to support what we're doing here, to pay the bills, keep the lights on and everything. And thank you all for helping us to help others. So if you haven't made one, make one or some. And if you have, thank you for your support. If you want to mail it in, you can go, make a check or money order out to Bond, B-O-N-D, and send it to Bond, P.O. Box 35090, L.A., California, 90035. P.O. Box 35090, L.A., California, 90035. Or you can call, if you missed that address, And you can call, make a donation at this number, or ask for the address again by calling 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663, or joptalk.com. Amazing! Thank you, Hate, for making that simple. joptalk.com. Or you can scan. I think there's a QR code, but I don't see it anymore. Ain't that like, oh, or you should scan the QR code to support Bond. Scan the QR code, all right? It is a 501c3, and thank you all in advance. Amazing! Let me go to Brady out of Arizona. Brady, you are on the air.
Good morning, Jesse.
Hey, Brady.
Hey, your last guest was on, and she said she's not going to even call back in the month of July.
Right. May you says she's not going to call back for White History Month because she doesn't celebrate.
And that's because of slavery, what, 300 years ago? It's always about the money and how the blacks got all their money stolen and they never go back. Although they don't go back to shop the Zulu, the ones who put
Brady,
yes, sir.
Are you outside or something? Because your phone is like you're underwater. You're going in and out.
How about now?
It's now, but if you move about at all, it's going to fade away again. So stay still.
Okay, I'm out of the wind here. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
But what I was saying is. When you feel something, sorry, that's what we've heard about for, 300 years of slavery. And today in this world, slavery is still going on in Morocco. For $400, you can buy yourself a slave. So before we address the situation of reparations, I think we should just stop slavery altogether across the world before somebody's going to get a paycheck again from this government. It's very poor. I can see how much hatred that woman has towards the white man. And just like what you're seeing in Europe, not too many people are speaking out against what's happening in Ireland and all across Europe in the Muslimification of Europe. And that's basically overrunning all the white heritage, the religion, the Christianity, and replacing it with Allah Akbar Muslims. And that's what's coming to America, unfortunately.
Not only is it coming to America, it's already here. Look at New York. You have an Allahu Akbar mayor of New York City. And then according to the report, they are trying to vote in more Allahu Akbar socialist people. And it's happening all over. And so it's already happening here. And the destruction that will come for white people is... there are no words to express.
And one thing with Donald Trump, he does a lot of good things, but for him to have jumped into the war in Iran, and then the situation that we're in 4 or 5 months later now, it was a very bad move. And it's all right to criticize the man. Everybody has mistakes. Not everybody can say, oh, it's good. But when then he says, well, if they don't agree with my peace plan, I'm going to blow them to bits. You talk about every day, you should love your neighbor. Do you think the Israelis and Donald Trump love their neighbor, Iran? Did they ever even once think about loving thy neighbor? That is not even in Israel's Bible.
But you don't know what loving your neighbor is because you don't love the Jews. You said you don't love the Jews.
Let's not work on me today. My birthday's tomorrow. I don't want to deal with you. I got to go through Friday.
But how can you say what Donald Trump love or don't love or Netanyahu when you don't love the Jews, so you don't even know what love is?
All I know is what I'm against, and I don't like that.
I know, but you can't say that Trump or Netanyahu don't love the folks in Lebanon, what's that place?
Iran.
Lebanon.
Iran. Or Iran. You can't say that, though, because you don't love it. And if you don't have love, you don't know what love is, Brady.
I know what the Israeli 2030 project is, and there's no love involved with
but
that.
But you don't know that because you don't know what love is.
I can see it in action. I watch what's happening and what happened in Palestine, Lebanon, Syria,
and also
Iran.
There's not a war in Iran. There's a situation because Donald Trump so far hasn't lost one soldier due to war in Iran. Donald Trump is dealing with a situation, and there's not a war happening right now.
I just tend to disagree with that.
Why? Disagree with that? Why?
Because all the different drone strikes all throughout the military bases, they've been devastated by the Iran drones.
But why do you say there's a war, though? Because according to the president, and I don't know, I'm having to wait to see, so I don't know, all right? When this is all said and done, the citizens of Iran will have a real life. They have a chance to have a life and not be dictated by the people that would kill them just because they disagree with the government.
It wasn't our responsibility.
Do you care about that? Do you care about that?
We could go into every place outside
of America
about
that?
And do this. I don't care what happens in Iran. I care what happens in America. I don't care what happens in Iran. I'm sorry.
And why not?
Because I don't live there, and I'm done dealing with them people. I've been, all my life, that's all I've been dealing with. Iran, 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 Hezbollah, Hamas. I don't care.
And then if, God forbid, I don't like doing it, let's say that they were building a nuclear bomb, and we all know that they see us as the big Satan, and they see Israel as a little Satan, and they want to destroy both. And if this thing is true, did the president do the right thing by stopping them from building a nuclear bomb?
No, because there's 2,000 other countries that have nuclear bombs and material.
So he didn't do the right thing by stopping. He didn't do the right thing by stopping them from killing us.
That was just a made-up propaganda.
I'm saying if
nonsense.
It's true. You're right. I don't know if it's true or not. But if it's true,
nonsense.
If it's true, did he do the right thing?
Well, if it's true, then yes. But
okay.
I don't think it's true. So
right on.
I have to disagree with it. One thing I do like is, I mean, even though that the peace deal is in effect right now, the memorandum, and it's going to take a good year for all those 1,500 ships that are still stuck in those oil tankers that are in the Strait of Hormuz just to get through. So hopefully the situation rectifies itself real quick. Or, you know, what the reason why Trump did it, because the midterms are coming up, and if this war would have continued.
But you don't know that. You don't know.
Won.
You don't know Trump's motivation.
Oh, I got it. Oh, yeah. I was using thinking.
All you're doing is repeat what somebody else said.
Yeah, but I was using thinking again, Jesse. You
right.
told me all thoughts.
That's right. Brady,
I'm not supposed to think what Trump thinks. I'm sorry.
That's right. I got to run, Brady. If I don't talk to you before Monday, happy birthday tomorrow.
Right on, Jesse. Thank you much.
All right, buddy. 888-77 Jesse. Super, super.
Super chat.
Super chat.
Super chats.
Over on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk, Joey5. Blacks need to learn to leave the baby at home when they're going out robbing and stealing. Sad face emoji.
Yeah. My producer told me about this story where, I don't know the whole thing yet. We got it coming up for you. Where I guess some blacks went and tried to rob or did some robbing, and the police caught them tried to stop them in their car. And they had a baby. They were holding the baby up, and the baby got shot. What? I don't know the whole story, so I don't know the facts or the truth about it. But that's what this super chat is responding to. Thank you.
Sion, you look amazing, handsome today. Isn't it hard a little bit for you when you see people's betrayals and how people act, how evil people can be? You always say not to judge, but being able to look the other way despite of facing evil, conniving people on the daily. I think I'm lacking sometimes, lacking to ignore certain things and people.
No, it's not hard for me at all. And if you have love, which is not our love is not human. Human beings don't have love. When the love comes from above, you're going to not, you will not even think about it. You will not consider anyone as your enemy or anything. You'll be fine. But you got to have love, Sion. Drop the anger, return to love, and everything will change naturally. I wish you well, Sion. Thank you so much.
Joey, so my spirit would be black? Quoting your teaser for the Fallen State coming up.
Right.
LOL, Jesse Lee is the GOAT.
He said if I left my body, my spirit would be the same color as my...
Would look
just
like
me.
Your body.
Yeah, look like my body. I'm like, what the? Thank you. Amazing.
Sion again. By the way, Jesse Lovey, the same spirit everywhere in Africa. I witnessed the man being taken over by the woman. Women in higher positions, management everywhere. She will get pregnant to control the man. That way he'll stay with her. Men usually stay with the women because they love having kids, and they will commit to her because of that. Now the man stays home, taking care of the child and cooking. I never thought I'd see the day like this. The culture has changed. Men was always the head of the household.
Amazing.
Pardon my butchering of my reading.
Head of the wife, not the household, but the woman, and the woman running the house with instructions from the man. The same spirit that raised Christ from the dead
dwells in me.
The same spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in you. Amazing. Thank you, Sion.
Thank you, Sion. Eric, the worst advice I received in school was to believe in myself.
That's for sure. Stop it. They lied to you. Everybody is suffering because we have all been lied to. Just think of those people who are now worshiping Mary, the mother of Jesus. Lord, have mercy for them. Amazing. Thank you.
Half Black Tony says, What's wrong with you? God bless Trump and Jesse Lee Peterson.
Thank you. Amazing.
Sorry.
What do you think?
We'll go with that. Jamie says, thank you, Half Black Tony.
Thank you, Half Black Tony.
And I agree. Jamie, biblical question. When Jesus said, I and the Father are one, he was... What did he mean?
What did he mean?
He was expressing the closest possible unity with God, indicating that he shares a divine reality with the Father. And apparently that is a quote or paraphrase from DuckDuckGo, which is a search browser platform.
What? Thank you, though. I appreciate it. I put my two cents in on Sunday.
He DuckDuckGo'd it. And Halfbreed, that's Jesse. Did you hear that Barack Hussein Obama, the party of the laborers, didn't even pay the black contractors yet for building that hideous Obama library? All those millionaires in the crowd celebrating this grand opening and the black contractors haven't even been paid yet. What a shame and a sham. Hashtag social shenanigans. Hashtag get it off your chest. Fridays, black fist bump.
I saw that report on Jesse Waters last night on Fox News that they're celebrating the opening of the Fallen Messiah's little thing there. And there's some black workers out front. I don't know if they're out front. They're protesting that they have not even been paid yet. As a matter of fact, and I don't know if it is true or not, but they said one of the workers, black contractors, had to file for bankruptcy in order to survive. Maybe more than one, but at least one for sure. Well, man, if that was Donald Trump, that news would be all over, everywhere. But if because it's the fall of Messiah, if it's true, you can barely hear about it. What a mess.
In fact, they did try to smear Trump for not paying his contractors.
Oh, yeah, some years back, huh?
Remember that? Yeah.
He didn't pay the black workers or something.
He didn't pay his whatever,
his contractors or something, yeah. Amazing.
Elise, 15 coffees. Have a blessed week. And to Jesse and the crew, let me hear what the Great White Hope has to say today.
You have one, too. Thank you so much. Let me check.
I love the First Amendment. Nobody loves it better than me. Nobody. Who uses it more than I do?
I rest my case. Amazing.
Yes.
Thank you. The Great White Hope.
Mio is a cute dog. Jesse, the trans community is trying to kidnap me, alleges Mew is a cute dog, Kappa.
What? Why? Amazing. Thank you.
Olav M. To the experts, what's your favorite American food? Chicken sandwich, gumbo, brisket, chocolate chip cookies, etc., etc.?
I don't know what my favorite is at this point.
Pizza.
Pizza here?
Little Caesars.
He white. I got to stop there.
We'll read the rest of these later, y'all.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
If not today, then Monday.
Thank you all. I really appreciate it. Let me go to first time caller, Chris, out of Kentucky. Chris, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse, how are you?
All is well, Chris.
Hey, man, I had a question regarding thoughts and the way you talk about, you know, all thoughts are lies all the time. And maybe I'm just overthinking.
There you go with thoughts.
Maybe I'm overthinking about thoughts, but just the practical thoughts that you have, you know, like, especially the nature of my work, you know, like having thoughts about in the moment about how I'm going to, you know, fix a piece of equipment or, you know, things like practical thoughts. Are those like, I don't know, maybe I'm just overthinking the the nature of thoughts in general, but, you know, thoughts, I guess, for example, like if you're driving and you have to think to turn left or, you know, or to go up the street and then you're going to go this way or that way, you know, when you're having those thoughts.
Yeah. What about it? We can question about it.
Well, you say all thoughts are lies all the time.
And what's your question about those kind of thoughts, though?
Well, those kinds of, like, those are obviously thoughts.
Right, so, but those are practical thoughts that God gave you to function on this earth, but you don't live by them. Once you make that right turn, you don't have to make the right turn anymore. I'm talking about psychological and emotional thoughts. Thoughts that make you feel good or bad, make you think about the future, makes you compare yourself, makes you suicidal, emotional, so-called happy or sad, or planning for your life, or telling you you have a life or you don't have a life, fear, worry, all those thoughts are lies.
Okay. I think I understand that. And I understand what you know, like thinking about the past or the future and how they don't exist only inside your mind. I do understand that.
Yeah.
And
or comparing yourself to others, or thinking about what others are thinking about you or what they're saying, or if they want to play with you or not. If your wife want to leave, don't have a thought about it. If she want to leave, let her go. Bye, honey. It's been good.
No, yeah, I completely understand that. And I guess that maybe I was, you know, taking too literally the all thoughts are lies. And then I got to thinking about, well, what about practical thoughts? And maybe that was just me overthinking it.
Right. So, yeah. But no, yeah. Practical thoughts are given to you by God, as I said, to function in a physical, we are in a physical body and we need to function on this earth. So he gave you those, the ability to have practical thoughts, but you don't live by that. When you, the last nail you nailed into the wall, you laid the hammer down. You don't need it anymore for now.
Cool. Awesome. Yeah, you answered my question. That's all I needed. I appreciate that.
All right. Thank you, Chris. Amazing.
Thanks, Jesse. Have a good day.
All right, buddy. From Kentucky. Let me go to Anthony out of Georgia, a first-time caller. Georgia on my mind. Anthony, you are on the air.
Good morning, Jesse.
Hey,
how
Anthony.
Are you?
All is well.
Oh, great. I'm amazing.
Amazing.
Amazing. So I have to thank you, but I guess I feel like I have to apologize. And I listen to you all the time, and I have taken a bit of advice from you and an expression that we just used together. Because I know you know what it's like to argue with people that don't feel like listening to you, and even though they don't make any sense at all.
Right. Yeah.
I've started to, and because I also believe in something you just said to another gentleman, we have to let go of the anger.
Yes.
Yeah, let go of anger and let the love come in. And I found it very helpful. Like when they start talking crazy, I just say, amazing.
You're welcome to use it because it is amazing.
It is amazing. It is amazing. And
right on.
Yeah, I just wanted to thank you. It's nice to have a voice of reason, and it's a pleasure to listen to you.
Right on. Stay with us, stay with us, stay with it.
I sure will.
All right, Anthony. Take care, buddy.
Have a blessed day.
You too. You too. Super, super. Super
chat. Super chat. Mio is a cute dog. Kappa, Jesse, if I eat cookies for breakfast, am I a beta?
Beta! Maybe once in a while might be fine, but I wouldn't recommend it. Thank you.
Very nice. Carl B, come on, England and USA in the World Cup.
Right on, USA!
USA! Cora is Harvest. Do you guys celebrate Juneteenth? Party emoji, she black.
No, Juneteenth is a waste of time. Some black people in Texas supposed to find out a year later that slavery had ended. Why are you celebrating that? That doesn't even make sense. White History Month is the way to go. Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Cora. I'll celebrate with you because I'm a nice mama.
See?
Fazul, Obama Library black contractors got stiffed. LOL.
I know.
Laughing out loud.
I saw that on Jesse Waters. Thank you.
Carl B., what was the best decade?
1949.
The 40s. Joshua Booth, for if all thoughts are all lies, if all thoughts are all lies, is all action truth?
No, because the action comes from the thought. In the no thinking, there is no action. Isn't that amazing? In the no thinking, but seeing your way out, seeing your way, there's no action. That's deep. Right on.
Very nice. Thank you for your question. And he, America's Don, also known as the Great White Hope, pays his contractors in full. Ballroom contractors have no fear. Daddy always makes good on his promises. Handshake emoji. Like father, like son, socialism versus capitalism.
Right on. Thank you. Amazing.
TGIF, thank God it's Friday, or thank goodness it's Friday. Wishing Mr. Jesse Lee, says Jamie, and the entire crew a magnificent weekend. Everyone steer clear from harm and with many full moments ahead.
Right on. I wish the same for you. Thank you.
KC, God bless Jesse and team.
Right on. Thank you, and God bless you. And listen, folks, I'm out of time.
We'll have to read the rest later tomorrow.
Thank you all Monday. So much. Don't forget to send a donation tomorrow. We need your support, all right? We got some bills to pay. Tim, a first-time caller out of Virginia. Tay, out of Asia. Rick, out of Virginia. And the caller just dropped. I am so out of time. I'll see you on Sunday if the Lord is willing and decreed. All right, stay with us, stay with us, stay with us. Bye.
The views, information, thoughts, and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name in all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
So, here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer. And I want you to start doing it. You just download it, get the points of how to do it. And then after a while, you just do it on your own. It's going to point you in the right direction that your life will be returned to you from God. He will give you your life back. Because anyone and all people who has anger, they're not themselves. You are the person that you are angry at. That's why it's so important to get to know yourself so that you can see who you're angry at. And if you're doing the hooping and hollering prayers and things like that, some people get up, praise the Lord, hoop and holler, bless my mama, bless my daddy. Continue to do it. Do both. You will see if you want to stay with the hooping and hollering or do you want to be still and know God. So my gift to you, no charge, at rebuildingtheman.com/church.